I'm Kev, and this week we are talking about Butch Cassidy and the Sundance Kid. This movie is from 1969. It stars Paul Newman, Robert Redford, and Catherine Ross. Paul Newman and Robert Redford play Butch Cassidy and the Sundance Kid, respectfully. It is... I'm going to start off by saying that I'm not a big Western fan. I never have been a huge fan of Westerns. It's just not my style of film. I think this is considered a Western. Let me see here, because I don't see it actually give a type of movie here. It's more of a I think it's more of a comedy than anything. American Western buddy film is what it's classified as on here. I thought it was a lot of fun because it's funny, which I didn't expect it to be funny. I expected it to be more serious, which is what I think of with a lot of Westerns. I think part of that comes from... I think of Clint Eastwood when I think of Westerns, which I know is not what a lot of people probably think of, but that's what I've grown up with knowing as a Western person, and I think of them being super serious. And this one was kind of... There's a lot of jokes in it. It's kind of ridiculous at times. Like, there's a whole scene where Paul Newman as Butch Cassidy rides a bicycle around a house, just, you know, saying random things to his friends who are asleep inside, and you just see him through the windows occasionally, which is just ridiculous. The premise of the story is it's based in the 1800s when the Butch Cassidy and the Sundance Kid lead a gang, and a train robbery goes wrong, and they are forced to flee the country. They end up in South America, particularly Bolivia, where Sundance is not very happy about where he is. They also take his lover in the movie, who's played by Catherine Ross. Again, this is, it's a lot of fun. There are a couple times when I thought there was, there's a couple scenes where it's kind of a long montage. There was a long montage of them, like, going, from Wyoming to South America, where it's just like, old-timey looking photos that flash up on the screen as music plays. And that seemed to go on for a little while. In my opinion, I know I'm not a movie critic. I guess I'm trying to be one on here, which I don't really want to be, but I just like watching movies. So, it's a lot of fun though. Like, other than that, there's a lot of good jokes. The first thing that they do when they get to South America is try to rob a bank, and they can't do it because they don't know the language, which is just kind of a dumb, you know, thing you would think to learn before you decide to go try to rob somebody that you would need to be able to talk to them. You know, that's one of the dumb jokes that kind of goes on with this. It is a highly awarded film. It won 4 Academy Awards for Best Song for an Original Picture, Best Original Score, Best Cinematography, and Best Story and Screenplay. It was also won several BAFTAs, British Academy of Film Awards, including Best Film at the BAFTA and Best Direction. It also was inducted or selected in 2003 for preservation at the National Film Registry, which is at the Library of Congress. So, a significant film all around. Like I said, even if you don't like Westerns, who doesn't like to laugh? Like, it's one of those that's gonna it's going to be something fun. There's a lot of dumb, just kind of dumb humor when they're just doing stupid stuff around. I won't, you know, even though I hit the spoiler button, I'm not going to spoil everything for you. So, it's just a lot of fun. And, it will probably make me go and watch some other Westerns at some point. IMDb gives it a, 8 out of 10 stars. Let's see what, Rotten Tomatoes. Rotten Tomatoes has it as at a 98. So that, or sorry, not 98, 89. Whew. It's a little bit of a difference. 89, which is a pretty good, you know, that's, it, and again, it's a lot of fun. It's got some big names in it. And I recommend watching it. It was 73, I believe, on the, 73 on the AFI list, which I would probably have it higher than that, personal opinion. There's other things that are higher that I've watched on this list that I would rather not watch over this. It was actually 50 in the original list, which came out in 97. So the 10-year anniversary list, it dropped 23 spots, which is not... I don't like that. That's not cool. But Butch Cassidy and the Sundance Kid, I recommend watching it. I think that is about all I've got for you guys this week. Next week, I'm going to watch MASH. So I've seen a few of the television show episodes, never seen the actual movie. So we're going to watch MASH. And if you want to watch it with me, don't forget to like, subscribe, and I will talk to you next week.